From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. If you're able to go back to the archived Radio and Hobbies magazine, you'll find numerous articles by a pipe-smoking mustachioed flyby top called John Moyle. As a radio amateur and technical writer, Moyle was an inspiration to the old hands and tyros alike. The 1950s were a funny time, with disposal stores bulging with surplus parts, radios and test gear. On the other hand, the economy was struggling to complete the rebuilding of a peacetime economy. In an age when most amateurs got on air with home-built gear or converted military gear, a lot of components were not available off the shelf. I remember being fascinated by articles from John Moyle which embraced substituting other types of components for the hard-to-get. An example of this was using a multi-tap power transformer to replace an unavailable modulation transformer. The great thing about these homebrew articles was they included discussion of the technical aspects of the project design. There would be many old-timers who cut their teeth on theory from the radio handbook by Orr and fleshed out the articles by John Moyle and his contemporaries. It was a different time, but the continuation of thinking outside the conventional is continued in the field day that commemorates this influential amateur. If you've enjoyed the John Moyle field day, maybe you will crack an 807 to relax and salute the man who inspired it. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.